Hello there and welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's your show getting underway here on a Thursday, a fast-moving week. It seems that way, at least for me. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, the show team all in place, and we are set to go here. Debbie, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Jerry. I'm doing well. You know, I love Advent. I really do. It's one of my favorite seasons. And we should actually say Happy New Year, because It really is the church calendar New Year, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Happy New Year. We don't have any bubbly though. No champagne.
No champagne. Not this early in the morning.
Right. That's true. But it is, it's such a beautiful time in preparation of Jesus's birth, our Savior, who has, look at the greatest gift, right? The birth of our Savior, right? And how God's, you know, how God is so generous with us. That's what we're talking about today. And this was suggested by one of our fine listeners, and I just think it's just a great topic to discuss, and I pray that our Take Two family steps up, and we have a really well-rounded discussion on this about God's generosity, Jerry.
All right. Well, you can be the first on board if you'd like to be. Phone lines are open. Actually, there is one person being screened right now by Matt Gabensky, so you could be second in line. Let me correct that. You could be second or third or fourth. If you call real quickly here, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We know that being generous to others on our part is part of living the Christian life. But, you know, as the saying goes, God cannot be outdone in generosity. So what we want to do today is we want to hear from you about how God has been generous to you. How has God richly blessed you in your life? How has he really outdone you in your generosity? This is a conversation that I think is going to help a lot of people, because there are people, Debbie, who, you know, maybe don't feel that generosity on the part of God, or those, they don't think they have the blessings that other people do. So I think it's important for us to point out how very generous our God is. So in what ways has God been generous to you in blessings and graces? 833-288-3986.
So do a quick life review and just go back and look at all the really key moments of your life and how God has really showed up for you and really given you that type of unbelievable generosity, more than we deserve, right? And how God is just so loving, so kind, always with us. As we look back, you know, after we go through some really hard things, we'll look back and we go into the fine details and we say, wow, God was right there. And he poured out his abundant blessings and he cared for me. I felt alone during that time, but I wasn't alone. He really showered me with great love and generosity. So how has God outdone your generosity? This was suggested by one of our listeners. We want to take this on, so please call in at 833-288-3986.
We did a show similar to this not too long ago, actually maybe a couple weeks ago, paying it forward. You know, how have you kind of put something, blessings out there for other people, you know, to kind of pay it forward. It's a little bit like that show, but we're not really, again, with that one, we're not focusing on so much the things that we do, the generous acts that we perform. It's really more, the focus on this is really on God and how he looks at our hearts. I think God looks at our hearts and he wants to see, are we open to being generous to other people? And I think God, and this isn't, this also is not, you know, whatever we, if we give financially, God's going to give back to us 100 times financially, the health and wealth gospel or whatever. But this is really just God showing how very, you know, generous and awesome he is to us in our daily lives. So how has that been experienced by you? 833-288-3986.
We really would like to hear from you. So if you'd like to be on air with us and we talk about this and learn and grow together, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, please share with us your God story of how God has showed up in your life and the generosity of God, the blessings, the abundant blessings of God. Please call in. Don't sit this out. Don't just sit back and hope that somebody else calls in for you. We're asking you, 833-288-3986. Please fill those phone lines. Matt Gubinsky is waiting to chat with you. He talks with you for a few minutes. He puts you on hold. You get to listen live, and then you slip right into the discussion, just like you were in like a virtual family room, and we were just sitting around and chatting and trying to change the world in our, in, you know, you ever do that, Jerry? You invite over a bunch of friends, and you're sitting around, and you just feel like, wow, we could like run the world. We could change the world, you know? We have all these great ideas.
Well, you know, if only that were possible. The world could use a few little tweaks and changes right about now. But
I
don't know if I told this story before, but back when I was in formation for the priesthood, I was driving. I was living in Portland, Oregon at the time, where I was studying for the Archdiocese of Portland, and I drove past this this gentleman who looked very much in need, and I think I had about $5 in my pocket. And I thought, you know how it is. The thought occurs to you, I should stop and give him this money, but then we kind of resist those thoughts, or we think, I don't have time or whatever. So what I did is, two or three blocks later, I turned around and went back. I said, I'm going to give this man this money. And I couldn't find him. He was gone. And I think it was that day or the next day, I got a check from Knights of Columbus Council for $500. To help, toward my expenses. And again, I said before, it's not a tit for tat with God, where we give and expect to get back. But that was just God's way of showing his awesome generosity. So maybe something like that has happened to you. Maybe it's your openness to life, that God has been very generous to you in giving you a number of kids to raise, his little images. So a lot of ways we can go with this program. How has God been generous to you?
I think you make a good point, though. I do believe that when we even take a tiniest step towards God and we show that we are being Christ-like, I do believe that blessings do come, whether here on this earth or for us in eternity. So any which way you look at it, I personally believe that that's our God that we serve, because he does smile at those gestures, whether they are really small or quite huge in the world. Now, remember, Mother Teresa used to say, "Do small things with great love." So she knew something about that. We all love and miss Mother Teresa. So please call in. We have two open phone lines. We need to hear from you at 833-288-3986. How has God outdone your generosity?
So glad to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. A lot of people want to weigh in on this conversation. I think it's going to be a good one, an inspiring one, and it will help us, I think, all open our eyes to the amazing blessings, the graces, the gifts that God lavishes upon us, and hopefully we grow in gratitude in the process, because God is blessing us really every second of every day. We just need to have eyes to see that, and then a heart of gratitude to give him thanks for all that he does for us. So grab that last open phone line there if you'd like at 833-288-3986. And a service of EWTN that Debbie and I both love and encourage you to get a hold of and spend some time there. It's called Church Pop, P-O-P, Church Pop. What every Catholic should, some of the latest articles are why every Catholic should always wear the miraculous medal. Evil pro-abortion activists flaunt taking abortion pills outside of the Supreme Court building. When a barber and former Protestant minister from Arkansas fell in love with the Eucharist and the great power of silence. Three beautiful ways to pray like a saint. All of that among the latest articles at churchpop.com, a service of EWTN.
Okay, we'll go to the phones if you'd like to pick up that last line and jump in on this conversation. We want to welcome you to Take Two. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. We're talking about your generosity, God's generosity. We're talking about how that fits in your life. We want you to tell us the story so that we can learn and grow together. So please call in. Tony is up first, our wonderful dear sister in Christ from Texas, the great state of Texas, and she's on YouTube. So Jerry and I are going to wave to Tony right now. We're sending you virtual hugs. Tony, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, I met a lady who had three booths in an antique mall and a very full, big storage unit of antiques and collectibles and vintage stuff, and she needed to get out of that. So I talked to a relative of mine, and they loaned me about $5,000. And the lady wanted to be just totally bought out. So I did that. I did the antique mall business for a little while, but things didn't go as I expected. And so I got out of it in January 2020. And what happened was I thought, I've got to get rid of all the stuff. It was, I hadn't even hardly touched the stuff in the storage unit. And so I was thinking, and I must admit, I'm sad to say, I didn't really pray about it like I should have. But four businesses came and went, and I'd offer it to them. They'd want it, but nobody wanted to come to the storage unit and pick it all up. And so what happened is God, providentially, I believe, introduced me to a very wonderful Catholic lady, her and her husband and her family. They run a Catholic retreat center where groups like Knights of Columbus and Acts groups and other Christian organizations go out to their property and their lodgings for a retreat to get closer to God. And so she was opening a gift store. So what I decided to do on the land there, and so I thought, well, I'll give her some of this really nice stuff as inventory for that, and they can make a little money. And I wrestled with, you know, thinking, well, I want to sell this stuff. And God just, it's like, no, you only paid $500 for it, and you got your $500 out of it. Let it go to somebody else, because God blessed me with just a massive amount of valuable stuff in the unit. And so what happened is they came and made multiple trips, picked up stuff, I dropped stuff off. And what happened is COVID hit. And their business, their retreat center for that year, 2020, was booked solid. And what happened is, within a matter of weeks, you know what happened? Everybody canceled. And so here's this wonderful Catholic retreat center with no business and having, you know, obviously bills to pay and to, you know, feed kids. And so what happened is that they had, they decided to use the stuff I donated for a rummage sale. And I was like the first domino on a huge domino thing that caused a chain reaction, because they had enough stuff with what I donated for a rummage sale, but other people came forward, and somebody donated a boat, somebody donated just a house full of furniture, and the church came forward, donated stuff. They had massive amounts of donations, and they had over a 3 month or 6 month period, they had three different rummage sales, and so they made enough money to cover expenses and to survive for a very awful year for many people, especially those in business. So God used that experience, and I felt so honored, because I just gave something away. I was getting the stuff I was getting rid of, but to them it was God just making it exponentially massive to save their business and to give them ability to take care of their family. So wow. Things I learned from that is, and what happened is a family member out of the clear blue. Of course, I thought, okay, the business, I took a loss on it. I thought I'd break even, but I went under. And so, and this was not a nonprofit at the time, it is now, but I couldn't even write it off on taxes. So what happened is that the family member that loaned me the money out of the clear blue just said, don't worry about it. Don't pay me, you know, debt cleared. So the $5,000 debt disappeared. And they didn't even know I'd given the stuff to start this retreat center. So what I learned was, having material possessions and goods are okay as long as you have the right attitude about them, which I didn't. What looks like a business failure on my part from a human perspective actually turned out to be a huge success in another way, because God allowed me to pass on the blessings that I had to somebody else, and it was amazing what he did with the massive donations of stuff that got sold to help this company, this business retreat center during COVID. And God can take a very small act you do and turn it into a really big one. And I made some nice friends out of the situation too. And you just can't outgive God. And so that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Well, that sums up the theme of the program today, Tony, very beautifully. You cannot outgive God. And, you know, sometimes we do things, people don't know the things that we do, but like you said, without knowing what you had done, these other people wrote off that debt for you. And, you know, we're all united in the human family, and God sometimes gives us resources, I think, with the hope that we will, look to other people who might need a little bit of that. And I always say that when I I'm hosting Catholic Radio Pledge Drives. They say, you know, we don't want any of your money, but if God has given you some of His that you can part with, and that's kind of the thing that you did, Tony. You had that vision. You said, you know, this really isn't mine. This belongs to God. And so Debbie typed over. She says, loaves and fishes. It started to take on, like you said, the domino effect, a life of its own. And it's a great lesson for us, Debbie, that we can all take away from this, and that is, you know, once we can be the catalyst for something far bigger than we ourselves can actually be responsible for.
And you got to see the manifestation of that, Tony, which is so beautiful. See, so a lot of people do similar things that you have done. And let me just state for our Take Two family, we know Tony, we love Tony. She's part of our very close ministry team that we have here at Take Two and Stand Tall. And Tony is got a giving heart. She wants to help others. And God recognizes that, Tony. And I think what you got to see in it right away, immediately in this lifetime, I think that was a way of God, you know, really, see, I felt the Holy Spirit as I was saying this, Tony. I really feel God just wanted to smile upon you and say thank you. Because you are such a faithful servant of, and I love the way you serve others. I love the way you step aside and you just want to do the best for others. You want to see God shine in all things. And I believe God recognizes that. So I'm so happy. And I feel I'm going to actually say a prayer after the show, thanking God that you got to see that. Because a lot of people don't get to see the fruits of that or how it comes, you know, to something that you could actually say, wow, look how this really helped this store, this family, this company. So I just want to say thank you for having such a giving heart.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate that. And thank you too, Jerry. It was awesome to see what transpired because it took on a life of its own, like Jerry said. Mm-hmm. I never would have imagined just me giving them that stuff because it was originally for a gift store, but they used it for survival. And the business is doing well now. They've got the retreat center is doing well, and they've got business bookings and things like that, and
wow.
I'm just happy they're still around, and they're a godly Catholic family serving God wholeheartedly, and I'm delighted that I had a small part in helping out with their organization.
You sure did, and these are the things we step back and we say, wow, God, you are awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by the awesomeness and the lavish generosity of God, but being in our finite human condition, sometimes, you know, these things do blow us away, and that is just a great great testimony, Tony. Thanks so much for being with us here on the program today, and thanks for all you do, your prayers and everything else for our ministry. We're grateful for everything.
Thanks, and God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Beautiful. That was a great way to start off this conversation. Let's move to John, and John is in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, on our listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, wanted to say that like our Lord's a gracious host, and He like provides for all of our needs, like here in this world. Like, He doesn't just save us on the last day. Like that footprints poem that, like, you look behind you and you only see one set of footprints in the sand because He carried us along. Like, as somebody that's been out there, like, trying to make money and do it to the world, like, you realize that, like, the Lord is really the one doing everything and you're just, like, along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's all I got. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, well, God bless you. Thank you so much for the phone call, John. And you reminded me of a scripture. It's in one of the letters of Peter, and I was going to take a moment and look that up, and maybe I will here in a moment, but it says, Peter writes, you know, cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. And this includes our temporal needs as well. You know, I was listening to, I help out with religious education at my parish, and we had RCIA last night, and we introduced the theology of the body to the candidates and the catechumens. Christopher West, a talk that he gave, and he just emphasizes so much how, you know, we're not just, you know, souls trapped in bodies. You know, we are composite. Jesus cares about our bodies as well. Our bodies are going to be redeemed, which means, of course, that as John was saying, Debbie, God is a God who provides for all of our needs, and that includes our temporal needs. He cares about everything. And going back to the quote from St. Peter, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
That is very true. And, you know, we need to dive deeply into those theological truths, Jerry, that I think are very important for us because it keeps us on the journey. When you say, Jerry, when you presented that, you said you presented that. Share again where you presented that.
It was a talk by Christopher West on theology of the body.
And it was for your parish?
Yeah, for RCIA last night.
RCIA, yeah. But don't you find that is really important that we constantly remind ourselves of what our purpose is, and we're not just taking up space, right? And I think that's really important, and that's why we have these conversations, is to kind of reinforce that and to establish a confidence of moving forward. Otherwise, life can be very hard. Let's face it, it's tough. It's not easy. I mean, some people have it easy, and that's few and far between. But I mean, for the most part, I think we it's an uphill struggle. And it's important to remember that we have a purpose and and God has a plan and we have a goal. So, and God wants to shower his generosity along the way to allow us to stay on that journey, I believe anyway.
Yes. And yes, so many of the things he does for us are, I think, little motivational things for us to keep going, keep moving, keep putting one foot in front of the other one. So we thank the great, awesome God that we have. Our number is 833-288-3986. Simple question. How has God blessed you? Maybe just blessed you in ways that left your jaw hitting the floor. You're going, wow, God, you are awesome. How has God lavished his generosity upon you in the form of graces, blessings, gifts? 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Mary Ellen next, who is in New York, listening also on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mary Ellen. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing today?
Pretty well. Thanks for calling.
I'm calling because there's innumerable ways that our Lord has blessed me through the Murphy's Law that I've lived under for my life. But I'm so blessed, and I can say that from the time that I had my daughter Bethany, and then after lost my husband and I lost 6 children after that, and people would say, "You're just so blessed to have had a baby," and I would say, "Yes, I am, because you know what? I was able to raise a beautiful human being, and it's not about having a baby; it's about the blessing of raising a child for Christ, and that was the loss that, you know, I felt." But I never resented any time in my life losing children. I never was angry, and I always said, okay, whatever your role in my life is, God, I accept. And my husband and I accepted. It was painful, but then we were blessed, and I was blessed in my life of being able to be a godmother to 12 children. And my husband and I always took the role of being a parent and an aunt and an uncle for 56 nieces and nephews, and then godchildren very seriously. And, you know, all my life I would pray for people who wanted to have children, and everybody would come to me because I'd say, okay, don't lose faith, you know, don't lose faith. And out of those prayers came 27 children for people that struggle to have children. And I'd say, now, don't you lose faith. You're going to have a baby. It's going to come. And either they were born or they were adopted. And they came, and everybody said, it's because of your prayers. And I say, no, it's because of God. It's because he listens to the prayers of the faithful. So you have to remember to always raise that child for God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we struggle financially. My husband got sick. We never lose faith because somehow or other there was always enough money to pay the bills.
Right. Mary Ellen, hold on just for 1 second. You're sharing an amazing story, and there's a lot of lessons we can learn from this. Please stay right there. Gail in Western New York. We have John in California. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie talking about God's generosity. Moving right along here on this broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, and we're so thankful when you join the conversation. It is your show. You make the show what it is every day. Talking today about God's generosity toward us and how you have experienced that in your life. And Mary Ellen, you are absolutely amazing because you have shared how, you know, your gratitude for being able to raise the one child when you and your husband lost six. And that is an absolutely remarkable attitude, a beautiful, beautiful, Christ-like, holy attitude, I would say, because, you know, the way we understand children as being gifts from God, they are sort of on loan from God, if you will. I mean, our responsibility as parents, at least when the kids are in our care, is to do all that we can to make sure that they are on a road to getting to heaven, obviously. But, you know, your attitude about that, and you mentioned how so many other people, you know, had kind of thanked you for your prayers, you know, for help for them, your prayers helped them conceive and have children and so forth. And I think that also has to do with your loving acceptance of God's will in your life. And that,
I have to tell you one thing. My husband was not a Catholic, was never baptized. And the greatest blessing is I never pressured him. And almost 4 years ago on his own, he said, I want to be baptized. I want to come into the Catholic faith. And my husband had dementia. And so I call her my spiritual advisor, Sister Francine, who is now 92 years old. She said, okay, Mary Ellen, it's your job. And I led him through RCIA. And she said to my husband, Jeff, you've learned at your wife's feet, and you know more about the Catholic faith than most people that come into RCIA. And he made his communion, his baptism, and his confirmation, and he chose St. Andrew because he looked him up and studied him and said he was St. Peter's brother, and he was the quiet one, and I want him to be my leader into this faith, and I couldn't get over it, and I was so blessed because my husband on his own decided to come into the faith. And, I could cry. I'm crying now because he came into the faith the same year our youngest grandson made his communion. So they did it together, and they had their celebration together of their communion. And it just moved me and moved my whole family because my husband, Jeff, has always been an example of just a good husband. And we went through, I can't even tell you, I have to say that we were married in the 70s during all of the free love and everything. And we went through very trying times and we survived all of that and went through a lot of difficulties with losing all the children and everything that would have shaken everybody. But we did it. And now he just had a stroke and we're making it through that. And I haven't been able to really walk in 14 weeks during all of this. And you know what? Everything is good because we survived losing my brothers, losing my brother-in-law all last year. And it was the only year I couldn't contribute to the campaign for the radio. So I know I'm getting some money next week, not a lot, but I will make up for the $100, $120 I couldn't give last year this coming week. Because whatever I get, I'm going to give extra. Because I love EWTN. I love the radio station. And when I started, I've been working in HIV/AIDS since it started as a volunteer and did all that I could, founded an AIDS organization, a cancer organization, because we are the hands and feet of Christ. Mm-hmm. And we have to live by what we do every day, not all the good we do our whole life, but what we do every day to show people that Catholic Christians are truly the hands and feet of Christ, and we help everyone try to get there. And we have to show them that Catholics are the ones that know the way, the truth, and the life. And that's all I have to say, because we're blessed just by being born into our faith. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mary Ellen, I have to tell you, I put you in the book, and I believe you said your husband's name is Jeff. I put the whole family in our book. So know that we believe, as you know, in the power of prayer. So we'll be praying for you that everything goes well and you start walking again and get going, because you have to be that those hands and feet of Christ out there, and you believe what you're sharing with us. You've inspired so many souls today. Jerry and I were typing back and forth about how your disposition, the way you look at life, the way you look at God, your trust and faith in God, your belief in what it means to be a Catholic Christian, that's what we need. We need to bottle Mary Ellen up and send Mary Ellen around the world.
My best. I worked in public health, and I worked with the most despaired people because, you know, I started out with the deaf and blind and multi-handicapped, and then I worked with the geriatric. I've worked across the spectrum of life, and people don't realize how important everybody is. And God made us all, and we have to love everyone. And if we don't, then we're the ones that God looks at and says, really, you want to come through these gates? I don't think so. You need more time to percolate. You know, you need more time to realize how valuable all life is. I had to learn that the hard way. And when I learned it, I embraced every bit of life. I belong to respect life from natural conception to natural death in my parish. And I'm not afraid to talk about it to any child. I've worked with women that suffered from what the choices they made and told them, no, God loves us all, even our mistakes. And he forgives us the minute we ask. Just go. You know, Sigmund Freud said, Catholics don't need psychotherapy. They have confession. So people, and I counsel people, and I remind them of that. You know, just open your heart to God, and he'll, you know, if they just look at Sacred Heart with his hands open, and our Blessed Mother with her hands open, they're ready to unfold everybody. And when I worked with despaired people, I reminded them of that, and that was their first step of healing themselves. People have to, I'm crying like a baby in the car. I'm driving because I have surgery tomorrow and I have to have a stupid COVID test again. I mean, my brother's got infected by staff at hospitals that didn't get tested and didn't get vaccinated. And I never felt resentment towards them. But, you know, everybody's got to think of each other. So I'm sorry I'm talking too much.
Well, Mary Ellen, everything that you're saying, Debbie and I and the show team were hanging on your words that you were saying, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. And like we were saying, your disposition, Debbie said, your disposition is amazing. So many of the things that you've been through, any one of those things would have been enough to knock somebody off their center, you know, in terms of their faith, and you know, maybe cause them to doubt, or just maybe be you said earlier on in your call, you were never angry, you know, and that is just absolutely beautiful. You know, God has blessed you with the great disposition and the frame of mind that you have. We're going to pray for your surgery tomorrow. We've got, as Debbie said, we've got you and your husband Jeff in our prayer book, and we'll be praying for you starting today, going forward each and every day to take two family around the world. And all I can say, Mary Ellen, is you have lifted my spirits today with your phone call. Debbie's nodding in agreement with that, and I'm sure all of our other listeners as well. So thank you, Mary Ellen. We appreciate hearing from you.
God bless you. You take care. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Keep us posted, please.
Anytime. I've called in before. I called in on sex respect. I teach the kids that. You got to respect yourself first. God bless you.
Thank you. I know, Mary Ellen, you were such a valued member of the Take Two family. We love you. So God bless you. And we can't wait to hear your praise report when you call back. Before we get to Gail, I just wanted to say, Timoteo sent a comment in by social media, and he said he's so grateful to God for granting, God granted him his life. At 1.5 years, almost succumbed to double pneumonia, and God's generosity gave him his life, and he's living a long life, And as I read Tim's comment, I thought for a moment, I couldn't imagine a world without Timoteo. And because as Tim has brought such joy and love and kindness to this world. So God obviously knew that it wasn't his time to go home at 18 months old. And so now he's living a long life and blessing other souls. So Timoteo, yeah, God granted you your life, but you granted us the grace of your life. And that's amazing.
Okay, we have an open phone line. How has God's generosity blessed you? How has God been generous to you? All you have to do is think for a short time and you can come up with a lot of different things, I'm sure. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And waiting patiently, as promised, is Gail in Western New York. Gail, thank you so much for your patience listening on the Station of the Cross. Hello, Gail.
Hi, you're welcome, and what an inspiration that previous caller, Mary Ellen, was. Mm-hmm. Praise God. God is so good, and I always just want to shout it from the mountaintop, and I just want to tell you briefly about how he's blessed me abundantly. When I was first born back in the early 60s, I remember my father telling me that my lungs weren't developed all the way, and so obviously I was in danger, and how he knelt and he prayed for me. And fast forward, I was blessed to meet a beautiful man in my early 30s. We were married, and ever since I was a little girl, I always said I want to have 10 children. You know, I could put both of my hands up, and we were blessed with six, and then I reached the age where, you know, end of my childbearing years, and I had quite a few miscarriages. My last one, I remember my little boy, my youngest then, was about 4 years old, and I had miscarried in our barn, and I came back walking towards the house, and I heard his laughter and how sad I was, because I thought I would never be able to experience that again. And I believe God led us to the desire to have more children, to be foster parents and adopt. And so my oldest child back then was in high school, and she said, why don't you do foster care? And I didn't know anything about it. So I asked my husband, and she would always look on the website and see all these children that were ready to adopt. And there was a sibling group of seven, and it was 2008, and I said, oh, Steve, please, can we do this? And he said, Gail, let's do one at a time. So he never really said yes, but he took his hammer and started remodeling the house and everything. I always say it's like St. Joseph. And so we've been foster parents for a little over 10 years now. We've fostered many children. We're blessed to adopt three of them, and on December 12th, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, I will be 60 years old, but God has blessed us with health. I feel like I'm 20 years old. We're able to homeschool the children, and through our walk in foster care, we've met people that have become called to become Catholic. One little boy that lives with us, that we have partial custody of, you know, I was reading him the Treasure Box books. I don't know if you're familiar about that. But anyway, it's about a little boy who was baptized. And so he asked his mom, who's a Mormon, if he could be baptized. And so last Mother's Day, at age 6 years old, he chose Peter as his baptismal name. And now he's a Catholic, and I'm so thankful. God is so good, and right now at almost 60, on the brink of 60, I have a 5-month-old child here in foster care that we took in July at a few days old, and he's just a blessing, and I am so blessed to be able to be still rocking a baby at 60, and, you know, God is so good to us. We don't have to worry about money or anything. He always just keeps giving, just doing all of this gave the opportunity to my original children to serve and to be open to life. And that same daughter who's in high school is now a lawyer, and she's open to becoming to work in the in family court to help kids. So just so happy. I just always want to shout her from the rooftops that God is so good. And my little Gabriel, Angel Gabriel, wants to say hi. Hello.
Okay. Hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
Wow. Wow, Gail. Yeah, you're talking about how good God is, you know, and I just, it's my belief. I think we can safely say this, you know, God doesn't call people to a certain mission or vocation without equipping them. That's, I think we're on pretty safe grounds in saying that. And you and your husband, bless your hearts. You wanted to have 10, you had 6, but now you have more because of the adoption and the fostering and all of that. And I think that God is just looking for generous hearts like that. And, you know, everybody deserves to have a loving home. We have so many kids who are in need of that right now. And the gift, you know, the show today is about God's generosity to you, Gail, and obviously he has been, but he has been generous to these kids through you and your husband. And this is something, obviously, they'll never forget. You talked about, you know, the one daughter you just mentioned right there, and I'm sure because of the solid faith element in the home and the formation and the education that you're giving these kids, they're all going to grow up, I just believe, to be successful and most of all faithful. And I really believe and I hope and pray that that's the case, because you've gone beyond the extra mile, you and your husband, and I know God is very, very blessed by that. Debbie, what do you think?
I completely agree. There's not much I could add to what Jerry shared, Gail, although I can say that I love the way you said God is good. Every time you said it in my mind, I was saying all the time, God is good. And absolutely, Gail. And when hearing Gabriel's voice, I was thinking just the joy that must be in your home and how beautiful that is. And that brings that youthful spirit. So when you mentioned your age a few times, I pray you have another 60 glorious years to keep going. Because you've got a lot to share, because your heart is big. It is just bursting with love. And that's what we're called to do on this road towards it being united with God, is to increase our love capacity. And Gail, you have increased it so beautifully. God bless you. I pray that God continues to pour abundant blessings upon your entire family, Gail. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
You're very welcome. God bless you too. Man, inspiring phone calls today on this program. Yeah.
Absolutely. May I share? I just love this program on Saturdays at noon Eastern. Women Made New. This week, Women Made New host Kristalina Evert sits down with Daniel Campbell and Father Donald Calloway to discuss everything Advent and the upcoming close of this monumental year of St. Joseph. That is true. St. Joseph, the year of St. Joseph that Pope Francis declared, is going to be finishing December 8th. So let's make the most of it. And I would definitely catch the show Saturday, noon Eastern, as Kristalina sits with Daniel Campbell and Father Donald Calloway, summing up probably, I think, a lot of all the great things that have happened since we've given the spotlight to Saint Joseph. I think a lot of people are looking back saying, wow, it was his time to really show up strong, and he has, Jerry.
Yeah, and he's not going anywhere either. Thanks be to God for the great gift of St. Joseph. Okay, we're going to get to as many of your calls as possible to Ontario, Canada. Joel, listening to the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joel. Welcome.
Hello. I haven't called in a while, but thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm thankful for God for allowing me to get in contact with the right people to create jobs when I was a kid. Okay, like I felt called by the Holy Spirit to just pick up the phone and dial. Okay, and when I was a kid, okay, I would just pick up the phone and say, "The Holy Spirit, please guide me, like guide my hands, you know." Okay, and with that, like with talking to people on the phone, okay, I was able to create, like not create, but like they were able to make like products with the stories that I would say, okay, that I would make up. Okay, well, I didn't make up, but I would pray to the Holy Spirit to guide me to tell a story, okay, like an inspirational story, like science fiction or comedy or stuff like that. Okay, and so it happened about a dozen times by the time I was 7 years old. And I wanted to thank God for allowing me to contact the right people to make those products.
Well, you know, this heart of gratitude, Joel, this is really, again, getting at the core of what this show is about. God blesses us in so many different ways. And one of those ways that he blessed you was, you know, as a young person, as a kid, basically, you were talking about you had the ingenuity, you had the drive, you had the motivation, you had the creativity. And that is, you know, played out in, it sounds like, some very great ways. You know, you're very talented, obviously. And I think that, you know, I don't know where you got this, maybe from you know, your parents within your home, or maybe it was just a gift from God, but to turn to God, even at a very young age, and ask him for the guidance and the inspiration and the motivation, which he obviously provided to you. So, yeah, Debbie, I don't know if you have any thoughts, but I just think... Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Joel. I just love your spirit, Joel. I think it's beautiful. It's very trusting. It's very pure. And I think it's wonderful. And I hope that others are listening right now that maybe feel exhausted. They feel like God is not close to them. They can't really understand why God's allowing certain things or things are happening in their life. Just have that innocent trust again, please. And never give up hope and faith. Right, Joel?
Could you do a little prayer intention that I'm kind of in a writer's block right now, like for a certain story called Halfway Free, okay? And it's like a science fiction story, okay? And I want to finish the story in such a way that it glorifies God in every way, you know. So all the characters, you know, they glorify God in their struggles against the Combine and other characters and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's like a battle against good and evil and trying to finish the story.
Well, you've got it, Joel. Every writer, I guess, from what I hear, goes through a writer's block at some point. So, yeah, we'll definitely be praying that God will release you from that, not release you from it, but relieve you from that and help you to move on with your creativity going forward with that book. So keep us posted, Joel. You can always email us, take2@ewtn.com, or call the program again. We appreciate hearing from you, and our prayers go with you. Roger is in Brooklyn, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Take Two. We got about a minute and a half.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm gracious God that my mother brought her baby to term and gave him up to adoption. I was adopted 5 days after I was born and had some loving parents to raise me, and I just gave praise to God that my mother had the soft heart to give me up for adoption, and he's carried me for 73 plus years, so I could see my children and my grandchildren all grow up. I appreciate that. I give God all the praise in the world.
I think it takes an abundance of love, a great gift to allow a child to be given over to a loving family like you were, Roger, 73 years ago. And I'll tell you, so your mother's love continued in you through your lifetime, and you recognize that your life has purpose and mission and value, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's why the Catholic Church gets it so right, out that as we honor from the womb to the tomb, and we fight for life. And you're a testament of that, Roger, and how important it is. God bless you. 73 years young. You got a lot more life to live, Roger.
Thank you. Bless you, Debbie. Bless you, Jerry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Thanks for joining us. Diane in Divide, Colorado. Wish we were going to have time. We're going to hear that closing music in about 3 seconds, but you wanted to share how your husband of 11 years is your blessing from God. We are so so blessed to hear that. And what a great gift you've been given, and I'm sure you are equally a gift to him as well, Diane. So wish we had time to get you on the air to talk about that, but we did at least want to mention what you had called in about. So.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we're talking about your bucket list. Oh, that bucket list. All the things we want to see and do on our bucket list. That's tomorrow on Take Two. So we know we're going to have packed phone lines. Call early for tomorrow's show. That's what I would say, Jerry.
Without a doubt. Thanks to the show team, Matt, Rich, Jeff. Thank you, Take Two family. Thank you, affiliates, for airing the program. We appreciate that. Without you, there would be no program. So takes a lot of people to make Take Two with Jerry and Debbie what it is every day. We thank you and wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Until tomorrow, St. Joseph, pray for us. Amen.